G'day, Mossy.
Good morning, guys.
Well, here you go. I asked what a general beer price is out there. I should know, I suppose, but you're always in a shout, so you just hand it over, don't you? $4 schooners all day, every day at the Farmers in Wagga.
Slabs, that's cheap.
From him. That's all right, isn't it?
That's cheap.
Yeah, the Farmers.
What happened to the $1.20 schooners?
Oh, come on, mate. We're going back to TK's age then. You know, he's the only one who can remember that.
$1.20.
20-cent pedal.
Or the £1 pints in England. Go out with 10 quid and you wobbled home.
Oh, dear idea.
Good fun.
Middle East touted for Socceroos World Cup qualifier against Syria, mate.
Yes, this has come out overnight that there's more likelihood of us playing in Abu Dhabi than there is in Malaysia. And I thought Malaysia might have been too good to be true because that would have suited us. Middle East, we've won 2 out of our 5 qualifiers there, so it's not the happiest of hunting grounds. But the good news is our last win was against UAE there last November, and that was probably, if not our best, certainly one of our best performances in a 1-0 win over there. So it hasn't been confirmed yet, but there is strong mail that Syria obviously want to make it as tough for us as they possibly can. And I think they understand that Abu Dhabi would be a lot tougher than Malaysia.
Right. Most of our players coming from Europe?
Yeah, certainly a majority.
So it's actually a shorter trip from Europe to Abu Dhabi than... But the conditions are harsher there, right?
That's right. The travel time a lot less, but the conditions a lot harsher. Yeah. You're talking sometimes, 47 degrees.
Yeah. Mate, let's have a look at our guys in Europe and Asia.
Yeah, the really good news is the weekend's form, and it's almost like the Socceroos have gone home with the bit between their teeth after failing to qualify automatically for the World Cup. Matthew Lecky scored. We spoke about him yesterday in Hertha's 1-1 draw with Werder Bremen. He needed 62 games to score 3 goals at his former club, Ingolstadt, and he's now gone and scored 3 and 3 for Hertha. So that's really good news for us because the real criticism of Matt Lecky in the past has been lack of goals. Robbie Cruz scored for Bochum in the Bundesliga 2 against Jamie McLaren's Darmstadt. Jamie McLaren didn't get off the bench, unfortunately, but good news for Robbie Cruz and Matt Lecky. Craig Goodwin, who wasn't in the last squad, but he scored the winner for Sparta Rotterdam against FC Twente in Holland. Mile Jedinak returned to the squad for Aston Villa. Didn't get off the bench, but he's certainly a big step closer, and we need him playing before we take on Syria in October. And Trent Sainsbury played his first game in a long time for Jiangsu in China.
Look, is Jedinak the sort of bloke who just comes straight back in, or does he have to earn his stripes again?
I think once he's ready to play... Right. They'll play him. Okay. And because he was on the bench, they probably didn't need him to come on in that game. But it was a 0-0 draw with Brentford. The fact that he's in the matchday squad is a big bonus. He now needs to force his way.
But for the Socceroos, if he goes, Ange, I'm fit, he's straight in,
yes,
right?
Okay. You would imagine so. Yeah,
we're talking about women pay and
what about
professional sport and how it's gone up. Certainly cricket is leading the way. 200,000 plus they can... make now the Southern Stars, but women's football on the rise as well.
Certainly is. If you cast your mind back a couple of years, there was a big stink between women's football and the FFA.
That's right.
They actually boycotted
That's not that long ago.
That's right.
Two years ago.
And they boycotted a trip to the USA to take on the then world champions.
That's right.
But now they've come out and unveiled a new 2-year collective bargaining agreement. There was a really collaborative process between the FFA, the PFA, the Players Association, and the W League clubs. The top players in Australia now can earn around $130,000 plus for playing in the W League overseas competitions and the Matildas. But the minimum retainer, which is the big thing for me, I think is now set at $10,000. Now, it's a short season. There's only 8 clubs. But the fact that there's a lot of girls who are playing in the W League who were amateurs and only getting reimbursements, a little bit of petrol money, and things like that, a minimum retainer of $10,000 going up to $12,000, which means the average salary will be around $15,500 this season, $17,500 the following season. That's big news for the women.
What are the demands on them from a training perspective? Because they need other jobs, obviously.
Yeah, that's right. And they would train predominantly 3 to 4 times a week at night. So they've got to fit in employment and their football and then travel around the country on the weekends for games.
Yeah.
But great news also that Fox Sports, they're going to increase their live coverage from 17 to 27 games. 17 games last season, 27 this season. There's going to be an historic W League, A League Sydney Derby doubleheader at ANZ Stadium, December 9. So our Sydney W League team will play before our A League team in the Sydney Derby.
Who plays before your A League team now?
No one, really.
Well, wouldn't it make sense for your...
Yeah, of course.
Ladies team to play.
And we've also got, for part of the season, the NYL as well, the National Youth League.
Yeah.
There's a very occasionally there might be a doubleheader there. But, yeah, look, it's really good news. And this is something the women have been fighting for, and rightly so. And it looks as though there's been a very, very good resolution to it all.
And, mate, big game for you blokes. Serious now. Tomorrow night, isn't it? Up against Melbourne City. And do you play your... I mean, we'll get into it a bit more tomorrow, but Arnie'd be pretty keen to make a mark, won't he?
Yeah, that's right. Well, he pushed home the message yesterday that that's right. Time to tighten the screws. This is this is a quarter final of the cup competition. Every game we go into, we expect to win, and you can just see the level at training has really risen over the last few days, and the players' focus is really sharpening. So we just can't wait for this game to roll around tomorrow night, Leichhardt Oval.
And look forward to it.
Champions League?
Champions League group stage kicks off tomorrow, TK. There's a lot of games. I'll just mention a few of the key ones. Group A, Manchester United taking on Basel from Switzerland, Scott Chipperfield's old club. Celtic v PSG.
Basel for some.
Basel.
Basel.
Ajax.
Everyone's got a different Basel pronunciation. Basel 40 whenever I'll
get to Ajax Basel. In a minute, Slats. I've got them. But Tommy Rogic against Neymar. Celtic hosting PSG in Group B. This should be an absolute cracker.
Do I tackle you or shake your hand?
Exactly. Yeah, well, it's not just Neymar they got to worry about either, just quietly. But Group C, Chelsea taking on Qarabag FK from Azerbaijan. That's a great story.
Okay.
War-torn Azerbaijan, Qarabag. So there's a real history there, but we haven't got time to go into it this morning. Group D, Barca and Juve. And just quickly before I go, Frank de Boer sacked by Crystal Palace. Four games, four losses, seven goals against.
Four games.
0-4. 79 days he lasted of a 3-year deal. He only lasted 89 days at Inter Milan last season in Serie A. But he won four titles with
Ajax.
Ajax.
Your beauty.
You go with the Ajax.
So mixed
Ajax.
History in coaching already.
All right.
West Ham 2-0 over Huddersfield.
Bugger. Mm. I thought Huddersfield might get the upset there.
West Ham 2-0. That's 2 minutes into injury time, so 92 minutes in. Thanks so much, Mossy. Always good to see you, mate.